This is an anecdotal podcast, and all the acts, views, anecdotes, ideas, comments, opinions, and statements expressed are solely those of the host and the guest, and are personal opinions or may be fictionalized to preserve the privacy and integrity of the persons concerned. Reliance Retail Limited or TERA does not subscribe to or endorse the same. None of the statements or comments expressed in the podcast are meant to defame, denigrate, or hurt sentiments of any person, religious group, community, institution, nationality, profession, or any class of persons, gender, class, religion, in any manner. Any decision and or acts of the viewers based on the content of the podcast shall be entirely at their discretion and free will, and Reliance Retail Limited or TERA shall not be liable or responsible in any manner whatsoever.
TERA presents
What the Hell
Hi, this is What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by TERA, India's newest beauty shopping experience. And we're all about having open and honest conversations. And today we are going to be talking about friendships. I think friends are those people who are there for us at any point in our lives. I would say I have friends who I call at 3 a.m., someone who I would call before going to a party, not knowing what to wear, someone when I'm having a minor inconvenience to a major full-blown crisis, somebody who I might just want to talk to because I'm bored, somebody who I rely on, maybe a shoulder to cry on when I'm not having the best day. And isn't that what friendship is all about? So today, that's what we are going to be discussing. And I'm going to be chatting about this with two people who I consider to be my closest friends, even though one of them does not like being called that, my mom and my nani. We're going to discuss how friendships change as we grow older, maybe what our friends mean to us and what a good friend means. And also, we're going to talk about how friendships break or how we fall out. So I'm going to dive right into it. Hi.
Hi.
Suddenly you're quite close to me.
I know, by design.
So tell me, mom, do you have any friends that you've known since you were a kid?
Yes.
Have you had the same? Do you have the same?
Not from school.
But from college?
Yes. Then I have friends who are not connected to my profession at all.
You have Sahelis. Who you've known for how long?
Since your mother was a kid.
But how have you managed, both of you, managed to maintain your friendships? Because I feel like for us, it's so difficult to just manage.
Why is it difficult?
I don't know. I think that we just have close, very close friends, like our best friends, who we talk to about everything and who, you know, I have maybe two or three of those. And then you have just friends in general who you meet when you go out socially, or you meet through work, or you meet through whatever other reason. And I feel like it's difficult to kind of manage all of that.
Mere jo friends hain, wo zyadatar filmon mein nahi hain, filmon se bahar hain, jo mere bahut kareeb ke hain. Aur unke samne main bahut honest hoon. Mere dil mein aur dimag mein jo hota hai, main unse keh deti hoon. Aur wo mujhe judge nahi karte. अगर मैं गलत हूँ तो वो मुझे बताते हैं कि नहीं, हम जो आप कह रहे हैं वो उससे हम सहमत नहीं हैं. और हम रोज तो नहीं मिलते हैं. मुझे लगता है कि रोज रोज मिलने से भी
ओवरडोज
हो जाता है. मगर जहां तक मेरा सवाल है, मेरे सबसे अच्छे दोस्त मेरे घर के अंदर है. बट इट्स ट्रू, माई हस्बैंड इज माई बेस्ट फ्रेंड. आई डोंट हाइड एनीथिंग फ्रॉम हिम. मैं सोचती हूँ कोई भी रिलेशनशिप हो उसमें ऑनेस्टी बहुत जरूरी है. और आप इस बात से घबराते नहीं हो कि आप जो कह रहे हैं या कर रहे हैं उसके ऊपर किसी और का अलग विचार हो सकता है.
Also, I think loyal friends are very important.
Yeah.
I don't know if loyalty in friendships is a thing that is even expected today. I find your generation is very fluid with this term of loyalty and friendship. One day you're friends with somebody, one day you're friends with somebody else, one day you're friends with somebody else. It's true, Navya, I see it.
It is. She's right.
You guys, I've seen, one day you're friends, next day you're hating the person. There's no loyalty. Someone else is talking ill about someone. Yes, if you're agreeing with them. I find that, you know, you need to build on that.
I think you both should change places. Uska pura profile aa raha hai. Shweta should come here, you should go there.
Okay. I can see Nani better now. But what were we talking about?
Loyalty in friendships today.
Yeah, you were saying that I think we make friends faster today, or we
and
create,
lose them faster also.
Not necessarily. It depends.
You don't want to accommodate.
Of course we do. That's why we're making so many new friends on a daily basis. I think I've made
the most.
You want
to accumulate, not accommodate.
Most amount of friends in the last 3 years.
Are they all your real friends?
A lot of them are work friends. Yeah. People who I work with and enjoy their company, and I sometimes meet them outside work also. But I think I've suddenly now realized that I want to be friends with people who maybe have the same ambitions as me, which wasn't the case earlier. Earlier, I just wanted to kind of fit in and be friends with everyone in school because I had this complex of wanting to be liked by everyone. But I think that that's changing slowly, and I'm realizing that if I have to grow as a person, then I need to be friends with people who will push me to do that. College, it was all about having a group and having a gang and hanging out and, you know, being with the cool kids and all of that. And I think that I'm slowly...
Were you a cool kid?
I don't know if I was a cool kid, but I wanted to be one. I wanted to be in that friend.
I certainly wasn't a cool kid.
You were not a cool kid? You weren't in the cool friends gang in school? I don't think I was either, but I wanted to.
There are times when you can't अपने परिवार के साथ कुछ बातें आप नहीं कर सकते हैं। आप किसके साथ बात करेंगे? अपने दोस्तों के साथ? ऐसे दोस्त जिनके साथ आपका रिलेशनशिप बहुत लॉयल है, तो वो आपके जीवन में फैमिली के अलावा एक सपोर्ट सिस्टम बन जाते हैं।
Because sometimes you need an alternate voice. Everything you can't just be doing with your
family
or mother, father. I mean, you got upset, but I said last time that I don't understand this. You know, parents are friends aspect that everyone is aspiring to these days. My children are my children and my friends are my friends. I will not talk to my children about certain things I talk to my friends about.
And yeah, I don't talk to you about what I talk to my friends about.
Exactly. So I don't know why everyone likes to say my daughter is my best friend or my son is my best friend.
You don't want it to be. Nahin, Shweta. Us tarah se nahin, magar... आपके बच्चे आपके फ्रेंड क्यों नहीं हो सकते हैं? एक उम्र के बाद आपके बच्चे आपके दोस्त हो सकते
हैं। No, mama, but there's always that thing. You're always a parent. You don't have that. You don't.
ठीक है, मगर
I mean, I think if you know they gave me a piece of their mind, I mean, I may listen to it. I may be resentful of it because I'll be like, you're my child. What do you know?
Like for example, the two of you.
We're not friends.
No, but now you're a parent and she's a parent. So you both can be friends because you both are parents.
No, but we're not friends. She's my mother. There's certain lines I won't cross with her. That's the whole point of friends. It's a break from family. It's an alternate family.
But family members can also be friends. I mean...
Of course.
I don't agree with it at all.
Why not? Navya is my friend.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yes, she's my friend.
What do you mean?
You guys spend a lot of time together, but can she be completely honest? No, I don't think
so. I mean, I say a lot.
She's honest, but of course she's respectfully honest.
But how do you draw boundaries then with friends?
It's important to draw boundaries, you know, it's important.
In any relationship, it's important to draw boundaries.
The best, biggest thing I've learned in all these years, coming to this age, is how to say no. And most people don't know how to use that word and stick by it.
Especially you.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know it at all. But hopefully you'll realize. Because, you know, I think a lot of times we expend so much energy doing things for other people that don't keep us happy. And your friend is somebody who should understand that and will understand it. So yes, saying no is very important, Navya.
Even to your friends, yeah.
Even to your family also.
Oh, is that an option?
No, I will not be coming for lunch today.
That's a different conversation altogether.
No, but yeah, it is important.
I have an issue saying no to my friends sometimes.
You have an issue saying no full stop.
You have a problem saying no to anybody.
Yeah, that's true. But I think specifically with my friends, I feel I sometimes really overextend myself.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay. I really overextend myself when maybe it's not necessary or needed and I need to learn how to just like keep it in balance.
Yes, because then you expect the same from others and they won't give you. So managing expectation also is a very big lesson to learn, which you will learn after another, I think 20 years.
Yes, mother, I'm working on it.
And then therefore recalibrate your expectations. What you're willing to give and not give.
Yeah, so I'm slowly realizing that what I do for my friends doesn't...
But that's fine, Navya. This is what happens with age. And as you grow older, you will realize and you will change. It's fine.
But we're giving, sharing our wisdom in case you'd like to take it and maybe alter your life a little bit.
No, I'm just saying it's an observation I have made about myself.
Very good. If you can analyze your own self, it's fantastic. Not many people can do that.
Learning.
I analyze myself.
She's made the best expression ever.
What?
Okay, but we've talked about what friendship is, but of course we've all had fallouts or people who are no longer friends with. So why do you think friendships end? What is
just what your mother said, that you are expecting too much from the other person.
There's a mismatch in expectation.
I think it also happens when you are in a different place in your life and they are at a different place.
And you
place
don't
in
have
life.
The Navya's same in a language place. Of conversation.
Navya's in a different place in her life every 5 years.
But
every 5 years, her friends are being recycled.
I want to be moving. I don't want to be stagnant in
life.
Yeah,
but you have to have some anchors, Navya.
I have you guys.
You have to have some consistency and some...
I have you guys. I have my work and I do have like friends who I may not speak to every day or may not talk to every day, but I know that they've been there for years. And if I pick up the phone tomorrow, I know that they'll be there for me and, you know, they'll help me. So I do have anchors like that. But like, I think it's good that I'm meeting new people and having new friends and constantly.
It's growing. That's growth.
What do you do with your friends?
I do a lot of things. Like, travel is one of the main things.
You really like traveling with your friends.
Yeah.
That's the best way to know your friends.
It's bonding.
Yeah, I enjoy travel with them. And it's the most fun.
If you can travel with people and survive that.
Yes.
Or stay in the same room and survive that. Then your friendships are going to last.
Yes.
It's the biggest indicator.
But do you think that your family's approval of your friends matters? Or it doesn't matter to you?
Families,
like you wouldn't care if your family...
Families generally are very protective. I think my parents were very protective of me and still are. But I think how you interact with another individual is entirely dependent on your personality and how your personality interacts with their personality. Hmm. Now, your mother may not be you. So what you're getting from X, Y, or Z, I may not get it, but I don't need to get it. You need to get it. That's your friend. That's your life. That's what you're
making.
Yeah,
but I think that if you hate someone that I'm meeting, I'm going to always...
I don't think you're going to do that, and I don't think any of us hate anyone you're meeting.
I'm not saying you hate. I'm saying hypothetically, if you did, there would be like a bias in my mind that...
Yes, but I think you'd carry on and you should carry on regardless. Unless they harm you very badly, then yes, obviously not.
I mean, in
not.
This case, my friends love both of you. Like, they would prefer hanging out with you and more, like, Nani over me.
Even I would rather
hang
out with me.
Like, they love coming and, like, hanging
I would also
with
rather
and...
hang out with me over you, Navya. Joking.
Very joke. Funny. Haha. But it's true. Like,
yeah, I'm okay with Navya's friends.
So cool
I don't
that,
mind.
Like, you're not okay with my friends?
Yes.
You've been on holiday with me and my friends.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm very fine
Even
with
my
your friends.
Come to her for advice and they'll talk to her about their lives and what's happening in their career and their love lives and their relationships. And I think that's so fun that, you know, even like 25, 26, they would rather come and spend time with you guys. You also, they're out, oh, should I wear this to this party? They're always asking mom. I'm like, why is no one asking me? And there's some friends who now become so comfortable that they don't leave only.
It happens. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You, in the last season, said that you should marry your best friend.
Yeah.
If two people are just friends, they're not involved romantically, do you think it's correct to put romance in between a friendship? Or do you think it always works, marrying your best friend?
Romance out of the window.
Yeah, but you said
after marriage, it'll be out.
Yeah, but what if two people are just good friends?
That
doesn't necessarily
wonderful.
Mean they... are going to be involved romantically or could be.
Well, why would you marry someone you're not feeling
no, but like a
that way
friendship,
about?
Friendship, I don't know, like romance.
No, I'm not understanding. So what are you saying? If you have feelings for a friend, should you go for it or not go
yeah.
for it? I feel life is short, go for it.
No, but then that's going to ruin your equation.
Your equation is anyway ruined. Because if one person has feelings and the other one doesn't reciprocate, it's ruined.
Hmm.
If this friendship is that deep and that strong and the affection is there after the hurt and pain is gone, you'll get back to being friends. And if it isn't, then what's the point anyway? At least you know better.
Hmm.
You know, because I think when you're in a romantic relationship with someone, you understand different aspects of that person. Like you could be an amazing friend, but a terrible girlfriend to someone, for example.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're different layers when you're romantically involved with someone as when you're platonically involved with someone.
And how long does the romance last?
I don't know, Mama.
I have yet to hear for lifelong.
Well, what I find funny is when Nani's friends come over, is to just see their equation with her, because they can talk to her in a certain way that we can't talk to her in. And I find that so funny because they tick her off about certain things. Like she has two friends who are
Vocal.
Yeah,
vocal.
Very strong and vocal. And I find it quite funny and entertaining when they are blasting her.
But it's nice to have such friends.
So that's how we like coming and sitting there when they're
there. Dost aapko grounded rakhte hain.
And then Nani's expression when they say something is like this, and she doesn't, she's not really liking that they've said it, but she's not liking it that they've ticked her off.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like this.
It's a bit the best.
Like I'm tolerating you, but I'm not liking it at all.
And honestly, it's the same with your friends. Something Agastya and me like love is when your friends are just like taking your case, and we find it so funny because we can't do that because we don't have that.
You do
vicarious pleasures.
We live through them, that they're like making fun of you or they're like ticking you off about something that we can't maybe necessarily do. So it's quite a fun situation for us to be in.
Even my friends really like my mom.
Yeah.
Maybe more than me also, I think, sometimes.
Some of them.
Because she's very...
chill.
No.
Yeah, she is.
There's no need to brown nose so much.
But she is.
And butter up so much.
She's not chilled from any stretch of imagination, but she's very... She's very open.
Frank and open and no filters.
That's what I mean.
And then she really gives it off to me, which they love.
They love, yeah. No, but you like hanging out with younger people.
Yeah, she loves it.
It's also me as a person, but also as an actor. It's very interesting for me to see how young people talk, their body language. You know, an actor is always observing. And
I'm also always observing.
Sorry?
But I'm not an actor. I just say it to irritate you guys.
Yeah, well.
I like it. And on the sets, I like to be... friends with the ADs.
So it's not a upar upar wala friendship.
No.
It's like they really come and like confide in you about it.
I did not know that.
Well, it's true.
Not confide in me, but no, I will tease them. You're smoking. You're standing outside the set and smoking. You know how bad it's. Dhua coming. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. There's dhua coming. They don't lie.
I think you'd give constructive advice.
Navya, do you take Nani's constructive advice?
Sometimes.
Do you take my constructive advice?
Yeah.
Well.
Exactly.
Like you said, you should take advice from everyone and then do what you want to do. So that's what I'm doing.
But then you should be ready to also answer.
I am.
And say thank you for this thing. But this is my decision. This is how I want to deal with it.
I've stopped giving advice because it's never taken.
That's not true. You still give.
Navya is receptive in a certain aspect.
Yeah.
And not receptive in a certain...
The certain aspect that she's not receptive in is far larger. It's a very small aspect.
There is a saying in Hindi which I have... repeating quite often these days, लातों के भूत बातों से नहीं जाते.
But she's not learning from लात also. Can you please help us?
How have we ended up here?
She's not learning from lath.
I'm learning. I have learned.
We are ending up Navya bashing because the show is called
What the hell, Navya?
Yeah.
So who asked you to name this? You should have named it something else. How sweet, Navya.
That though, y'all are never gonna say. So that's why we've not.
I will say it.
Okay, anyway, you're ready for our game now. Which friend would you pick? Would you rather pick a friend who's a serious art lover or a serious Bollywood movie buff?
Art lover.
You?
Art lover.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather have a friend who's a relationship advisor or a money advisor?
Relationship.
Yeah.
Though I need the money advice more.
Okay. A spontaneous friend or a friend who micromanages every trip or holiday or plan?
If I'm on a holiday, I want some micromanaging.
I need someone who's a little organized.
I would love a friend who manages everything.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. Because then, you know, at least you get your dinners and reservations are all done and all of that.
So you want an assistant?
No, I don't want an assistant.
Okay, so now let's transition into Tira Talks. Our question for today is, can you tell us about one cool friend who was a style icon for you or who influenced your beauty choices or just someone who inspired you?
I don't have a style icon. I have my own style.
Basically, she's saying she is the style icon.
I would, no, I'm that would saying, have been my answer.
I have
answer.
My own style. Nobody is my style icon.
But that would have been my answer, that both of you would be my... I mean, we're not your friends. But we would trust each other to shop for each other.
Yeah. Not, she won't trust my choice.
Yeah, she would.
No.
I mean, depends.
No.
Okay, I won't.
Why?
Not that I don't trust it, but hers is a different style. Mine is a different.
She got
it's very
nice.
Different. I like what she wears for herself or you.
No, yeah, exactly.
Do you trust me to shop for you?
Not at all.
I learn a lot in terms of style from all my friends.
I think Shweta is more stylish than fashionable.
Bonus episode where everyone is praising Shweta.
No, but I believe it. And for me, that's more important than being fashionable. Is to have your own style, your own identity.
I think I prefer comfort over fashion. Yes, thank you very much for your participation.
You guys stop praising me. I lost interest in the segment.
The segment is over. We have moved on from the segment.
Now, next one, we are not praising you at all.
Thank you for your participation.
Thank you.
So with that, we have come to an end of our season 2 of What the Hell, Navya. I hope you guys enjoyed watching it. We really had a lot of fun making it. Mom, Nani and I have been so excited to do this season, and I hope that we can come back for another one. If you guys enjoyed it, please comment or share some ideas with us on what more you'd like us to talk about. Also, please don't forget to see our Instagram and send us some comments. We read everything and we really love talking to all of you. But once again, thank you for being a part of this journey with us from first season to now the second one. And we really, really appreciate you guys taking out the time and watching all of our madness and all our fun and all our laughter. We hope to be back soon with another season. So thank you again for joining us on this wild, crazy, fun ride that was season 2 of What the Hell, Navya. A special big thanks to Tira for making this possible. If you haven't checked them out, please do on their website, tirabeauty.com. You can download their app or visit their nearest store. Thank you.
You were listening to What the Hell, Navya season 2, presented by Tira. Showrunners, Matrix India Entertainment Consultants Private Limited. Produced by Audiomatic. Producers for Audiomatic, Avdhoot Khanolkar, Akanksha Kadam and Alham Patel. Original title track composed and produced by Dogeek. Performed by Navya Naveli Nanda and Dogeek. On location sound recordist Ashutosh Balsekar. Sound mix and master Shrijit Vijayan.